Mountain tribes in Laos have been shaping life for centuries. In valleys hidden by mist, 12 remarkable groups carry traditions that reach back through time. Silver is still worked into patterns alive with meaning. Cloth is still woven with symbols that hold family memory. These are not relics for display. They are cultures still thriving. Some carved terraces into steep slopes. Others settled by great rivers. Some walk the forests with a wisdom that keeps balance with the land. Most visitors see only the surface, but the real story lies with the people and the traditions that endure. This journey takes us closer. To begin with, the Hmong tribe, in the highest reaches of northern Laos, where peaks pierce clouds like ancient spears, and morning mist clings to mountainsides like ancestral breath, the Hmong people have transformed impossible terrain into one of Southeast Asia's most vibrant cultural tapestries. Here, among villages that seem to float above the world, they have built communities where every thread tells a story and every silver ornament carries the weight of history. The Hmong are perhaps most famous for their needlework, embroidery so intricate it seems to capture pieces of sky and forest within its geometric patterns. Women begin learning these techniques in childhood, their fingers mastering stitches that will one day transform plain cloth into garments that serve as both clothing and cultural declaration. Each pattern carries meaning. Spirals represent the journey of life. Flowers speak of fertility and renewal, while geometric borders protect the wearer from evil spirits. Their silver jewelry cascades like metallic waterfalls from elaborate headdresses, each piece hammered by a hand using techniques refined across centuries of mountain craftsmanship. These ornaments represent more than decoration. They are portable wealth, cultural identity, and spiritual protection combined into wearable art that catches light and throws it back in dazzling displays. Hmong villages perch on mountainsides chosen for their strategic advantages, close enough to water sources for agriculture, high enough for defense, positioned to catch the first light of dawn that illuminates their terraced gardens and traditional homes. Their wooden houses, built with knowledge of mountain weather patterns, feature steep roofs designed to shed heavy monsoon rains while providing storage space for the precious rice and corn that sustain their communities. During New Year celebrations, Hmong communities transform their mountain villages into amphitheaters of cultural expression. Traditional ball games become courtship rituals, while ancient songs echo across valleys in languages that predate national borders. These festivals strengthen bonds that hold communities together, despite pressures that pull young Hmong towards cities where traditional skills seem less valuable than modern education. Yet when dawn breaks over the highest peaks and morning light reveals villages that seem to defy gravity itself, the Hmong continue their ancient dialogue with mountains that have shaped their identity for millennia. Khmu tribe, through the dense forests of northern Laos, where ancient trees create cathedrals of green shadow and bamboo groves whisper secrets older than memory. The Khmu people have built one of the region's most sustainable civilizations. As one of Laos' largest ethnic minorities, they carry the responsibility of maintaining traditions that demonstrate humanity's capacity for living in harmony with forest ecosystems. The Khmu understand what modern conservation efforts are only beginning to grasp, that forests are not just collections of trees, but complex living systems requiring spiritual as well as practical respect. Their villages nestle into forest clearings with architectural restraint that speaks of deep cultural understanding of the proper relationship between human habitation and natural environment. Their bamboo houses rise from forest floors, like organic extensions of the woodland itself, built entirely from materials the forest offers freely. These structures showcase construction techniques refined across generations of builders who understood that forest dwellings must breathe with seasonal changes while providing protection from tropical weather extremes and the occasional jungle predator. Kumu spiritual traditions treat the forest as a living entity inhabited by spirits that must be honored through proper ceremony and respectful resource use. Their shamanic practices integrate healing with environmental stewardship, using medicinal plants in ways that maintain forest biodiversity while providing healthcare that serves both individual wellness and community spiritual needs. The Kumu approach to agriculture demonstrates remarkable sophistication in forest management, with cultivation techniques that maintain soil fertility while preserving watershed protection essential for both human communities and forest ecosystems. Their polyculture practices include not just rice and vegetables, but fruit trees, medicinal plants, and bamboo groves that provide materials for construction, craftwork, and daily tools. During forest festivals, Kumu communities celebrate their relationship with woodland environments through ceremonies that honor both successful harvests and the spirit forces believed to protect forest resources. These celebrations integrate practical forest management planning with spiritual practices that maintain community connections to ancestral traditions. Yet when morning mist rises through forest canopies and sunlight filters through leaves like scattered gold, Kumu communities continue their patient work of demonstrating that human prosperity and forest preservation can support each other. Akha tribe, on the steep mountainsides that crown northern Laos, where peaks rise like ancient monuments and traditional villages, seem to balance on the edge of the world. The Akha people transform daily life into displays of artistic achievement that make even mundane tasks appear ceremonial. Here, among communities that practice some of Asia's most elaborate traditional dress customs, they have built a civilization where beauty serves both practical and spiritual purposes. The Akha are instantly recognizable by their magnificent headdresses, architectural marvels of silver, beads, and ancient coins that tower above heads like metallic gardens. These elaborate constructions require hours to assemble and represent not just personal adornment, but cultural identity, family wealth, and spiritual protection. Each element carries meaning. Silver discs reflect evil spirits, colored beads mark clan affiliations, while ancient coins tell stories of trade routes and cultural exchanges that connected mountain communities to broader Asian civilizations. Akha villages occupy strategic mountain locations that provide both agricultural access and defensive advantages, reflecting historical experiences that required communities capable of quick mobilization while maintaining productive relationships with challenging mountain environments. Their traditional wooden houses feature distinctive architectural elements designed for mountain conditions, with broad eaves that provide protection from tropical downpours and elevated construction that offers security from both flooding and unwanted visitors. The Akha textile tradition produces some of Southeast Asia's most distinctive ethnic clothing, with hand-woven fabrics that incorporate both practical mountain wear requirements and elaborate decorative traditions. Their weaving techniques create textiles that provide comfort in variable mountain climates while serving as cultural canvases for patterns that maintain ethnic identity and artistic expression. Akha agricultural practices demonstrate sophisticated understanding of mountain farming in environments where level land is precious and water management requires constant attention. Their terraced gardens climb mountainsides with engineering precision, that reflects generations of experimentation in sustainable mountain agriculture. During harvest festivals, Akka communities transform their mountain villages into stages for celebrations that blur boundaries between agricultural thanksgiving and cultural performance. Traditional dances recreate the movements of rice cultivation and forest hunting, with choreography refined across centuries of mountain life. Yet when sunrise illuminates mountain peaks and elaborate Akka headdresses catch early light like captured starfire, their communities continue their ancient practice of turning survival into art, necessity into beauty. Lantan Tribe. In the remote forest valleys of northern Laos, where ancient trees create natural temples and streams flow like liquid silver through jungle shadows, the Lantan people have earned their reputation as the Indigo people through mastery of natural dyeing techniques that transform humble cotton into cloth so deeply colored it seems to hold pieces of night sky within its fibers. The Lantan relationship with indigo goes far deeper than simple textile production. It represents a complex understanding of plant chemistry, seasonal timing, and cultural identity that makes their blue-black clothing instantly recognizable throughout the mountain regions. Their dyeing process requires weeks of careful preparation, with indigo plants cultivated specifically for textile use and processed using techniques that have remained unchanged for centuries. Lantan villages occupy forest locations chosen for their access to the clear running water essential for textile dyeing and the specific plant resources required for their sophisticated paper-making traditions. Their traditional houses, built from local timber, using construction techniques adapted to forest conditions, showcase architectural understanding of tropical woodland environments. The Lantan papermaking tradition represents one of Southeast Asia's most sophisticated traditional industries, with techniques that transform mulberry bark into paper so fine and durable it was once sought by Chinese scholars and government officials. This paper serves not just practical functions, but cultural ones, providing surfaces for the traditional paintings and calligraphy that preserve Lantan cultural knowledge. Their forest-based lifestyle demonstrates remarkable sustainability, with resource use patterns that maintain biodiversity while providing for community needs. The Lantan practice sophisticated forest management that integrates timber harvesting, medicinal plant cultivation, and hunting grounds with textile and paper production in ways that support forest ecosystem health. During indigo festivals, Lantan communities celebrate their textile traditions with ceremonies that honor both successful harvests and the plant spirits believed to inhabit indigo gardens. These celebrations showcase traditional clothing that transforms ordinary people into walking works of art, while traditional songs preserve knowledge essential for textile production and cultural identity. Lahu Tribe. Through the high mountain forests where Laos touches Myanmar and China, where ancient peaks harbor communities that seem suspended between multiple nations and none. The Lahu people maintain one of Southeast Asia's most distinctive hunting and farming cultures. Here, among villages that practice sophisticated forest management, they have built communities famous for their red and black traditional clothing and their remarkable skill in making productive use of mountain environments that challenge even experienced agriculturalists. The Lahu textile tradition produces some of the region's most recognizable ethnic clothing, with red and black patterns that serve both practical and cultural functions. Their hand-woven fabrics provide comfort and durability in mountain conditions, while carrying geometric designs that maintain cultural identity and spiritual protection. These textiles require months to complete, with natural dyes and intricate patterns that demonstrate the same attention to detail visible in their agricultural and hunting practices. Lahu villages occupy strategic mountain locations that provide access to multiple ecological zones, from high-altitude hunting grounds to lower-elevation agricultural areas. Their traditional wooden houses feature architectural adaptations to the mountain conditions, with steep roofs designed for heavy rainfall and elevated construction that provides protection from both flooding and forest predators. Lahu agricultural techniques demonstrate remarkable adaptation to mountain farming conditions where traditional lowland methods would fail completely. Their polyculture practices include not just rice and vegetables, but fruit trees, medicinal plants, and fiber crops that provide materials for textiles, construction, and traditional crafts. Yeo Tribe. Across the rugged highlands where Laos meets Vietnam and China, where ancient trade routes carved paths through mountain passes and traditional communities maintain connections to civilizations that predate modern borders, the Yao people have built one of Southeast Asia's most culturally sophisticated mountain societies. Here, among villages that showcase elaborate traditional dress and complex spiritual traditions, they have created communities where Taoist philosophy blends with animist practices to produce unique cultural synthesis. The Yao are instantly recognizable by their red and black traditional clothing, garments so elaborately decorated they transform their wearers into walking galleries of textile art. Their embroidery techniques require years to master, producing patterns that serve both decorative and spiritual functions. Each design element carries meaning. Dragons represent power and protection. Flowers speak of fertility and renewal, while geometric borders provide spiritual protection and cultural identification. Yao villages occupy mountain locations chosen for their strategic advantages and spiritual significance, reflecting cultural traditions that integrate practical considerations with beliefs about proper relationships between human communities and landscape spirits. Their traditional architecture showcases construction techniques adapted to mountain conditions while providing space for the elaborate ceremonies that maintain community spiritual life. The Yao spiritual tradition represents remarkable synthesis of Taoist philosophy with traditional animist practices, creating religious systems that address both individual spiritual needs and community ritual requirements. Their shamanic practices utilize traditional healing techniques alongside Taoist meditation and ceremonial traditions that maintain connections to Chinese cultural heritage. Yao textile and metalworking traditions produce some of Southeast Asia's most elaborate traditional dress, with silver ornaments and embroidered clothing that require months of skilled work to complete. These craft traditions serve both cultural and economic functions, providing artistic expression while creating goods that can be traded for resources unavailable in mountain communities. During New Year celebrations, Yao communities transform their mountain villages into amphitheaters of cultural expression, with traditional performances that integrate Taoist ceremonial elements with mountain animist practices. These festivals strengthen cultural identity while preserving knowledge systems that maintain community connections to both Chinese heritage and Southeast Asian mountain traditions. Yet when morning mist rises over mountain peaks and elaborate Yao clothing adds splashes of red and black to green mountain landscapes, their communities continue their patient work of maintaining cultural traditions that demonstrate the possibility of preserving sophisticated religious and artistic practices in remote mountain environments. Tai Dam Tribe, along the fertile valleys where rivers carve paths through northern Laos, where flooded rice fields create mirrors that reflect mountain peaks and traditional villages rise on stilts above seasonal floods. The Tai Dam people have built one of the region's most elegant traditional cultures. known as the Black Tie for their distinctive dark clothing accented with brilliant colored belts, they have created communities famous for textile artistry and architectural grace that harmonizes with river valley environments. The Tai Dam textile tradition produces some of Southeast Asia's most sophisticated traditional weaving, with techniques that transform silk thread into fabrics so fine they seem to capture light within their fibers. Their traditional black clothing provides elegant contrast to the brightly colored belts and sashes that mark special occasions and cultural celebrations. These textiles require months to complete, with natural dyes and intricate patterns that demonstrate technical mastery refined across generations of skilled weavers. Tai Dam villages occupy strategic river valley locations that provide both agricultural advantages and protection from seasonal flooding. Their traditional stilted houses represent architectural solutions refined across centuries of river valley living, with elevated construction that provides protection from floods while allowing air circulation essential for comfort in tropical climates. Phuan tribe, through the rolling plains and river valleys of central Laos, where the landscape softens into gentle hills and fertile valleys, create natural amphitheaters for traditional communities. The Phuan people have built one of the region's most successful adaptations to lowland environments. Here, among villages famous for silk production and Buddhist devotion, they have created communities that demonstrate remarkable synthesis of traditional craftsmanship with religious practice. The Phuan silk tradition represents one of Southeast Asia's finest textile achievements, with weaving techniques that produce fabrics so lustrous they seem to glow with inner light. Their silk production integrates sericulture with traditional farming, creating agricultural systems that provide both food security and materials for textile production. The entire process, from silkworm cultivation to finished fabric, requires sophisticated understanding of seasonal timing and technical precision. Phuan villages occupy river valley locations chosen for their agricultural advantages and access to transportation routes that connected traditional communities to broader trade networks. Their traditional architecture reflects adaptation to lowland conditions, with wooden houses elevated for flood protection while designed for the air circulation essential for comfortable living in tropical valley environments. Katang tribe, in the forested lowlands of southern Laos, where rivers meander through jungle landscapes and traditional communities create clearings that seem to emerge organically from woodland environments. The Katang people have built one of the region's most successful forest-based cultures. Here, among villages famous for wood carving and bamboo crafts, they have created communities that demonstrate remarkable skill in making productive use of forest resources without destroying the ecosystems that sustain them. The Katang wood carving tradition produces some of Southeast Asia's finest traditional crafts, with techniques that transform forest timber into functional art that serves both practical and ceremonial purposes. Their wooden household items, religious sculptures, and architectural elements showcase craftsmanship that requires years to master and deep understanding of wood properties and carving techniques. Katang villages occupy forest locations chosen for their access to diverse timber resources and clear running water, essential for both daily life and craft production. Their traditional communal longhouses represent architectural solutions adapted to tropical forest conditions, with construction techniques that utilize local materials while providing space for extended families and community activities. The Katang bamboo craft tradition demonstrates its sophisticated understanding of bamboo cultivation and processing, with techniques that create everything from household containers to musical instruments. Their bamboo work serves both practical functions and cultural ones, providing materials for daily life while creating objects that carry spiritual significance and artistic value. Katang forest management practices represent remarkable sustainability, with resource use patterns that maintain biodiversity while providing for community needs. Their approach to hunting, gathering, and timber harvesting demonstrates sophisticated understanding of forest ecology and regeneration patterns. During forest festivals, Katang communities celebrate their relationship with woodland environments through ceremonies that honor both successful crafts production and the forest spirits believed to inhabit timber resources. These celebrations showcase traditional wood carvings and bamboo crafts while preserving knowledge essential for forest-based subsistence. Yet when morning light filters through forest canopies and traditional Katang crafts add color and texture to jungle villages, their communities continue their patient work of maintaining traditions that demonstrate the possibility of creating sophisticated material culture. Xtin tribe in the remote mountain valleys of northern Laos, where traditional communities seem hidden from the modern world and ancient ways of life, continue with quiet persistence. The Xtin people maintain one of the region's smallest but most culturally distinct ethnic groups. Here, among villages that practice traditional weaving and simple mountain agriculture, they have preserved customs that demonstrate remarkable continuity across generations of isolation and cultural pressure. The Xtin weaving tradition produces textiles that serve both practical and cultural functions, with techniques that create fabrics suited to mountain climate conditions while incorporating decorative elements that maintain cultural identity. Their traditional clothing reflects adaptation to mountain environments while preserving patterns and colors that distinguish Xtin communities from neighboring ethnic groups. Xtin villages occupy mountain locations chosen for their agricultural potential and defensive advantages, reflecting historical experiences that required communities capable of self-sufficiency while maintaining cultural distinctiveness. Their traditional architecture showcases construction techniques adapted to mountain conditions while providing space for the close-knit community life that characterizes small ethnic groups. The Xtin agricultural practices demonstrate remarkable efficiency in making productive use of limited mountain resources with techniques that maximize crop production while maintaining soil fertility in environments where farming space is precious and environmental mistakes can have devastating consequences. Xtin tribe cultural traditions emphasize community cooperation and mutual support systems that enable small populations to maintain cultural identity despite pressures from larger ethnic groups and modern economic systems. Their festivals and ceremonies strengthen bonds that hold communities together while preserving traditional knowledge and cultural practices. Bru tribe. Along the wide, slow curves of the Mekong River, the Bru people have shaped a life that moves with the current. They read the water's moods like a living manuscript, building villages that rise and fall with seasonal floods and reflect generations of river wisdom. Their culture is celebrated for its haunting bamboo music and ingenious architecture designed for the unpredictable flow of the great river. Bru musicians transform humble bamboo into orchestras that imitate the splash of water, the sigh of wind, and the calls of forest birds. Each performance feels like a duet with nature itself. Their stilt houses, perfected through centuries, stand high above floodwaters, letting cool air circulate during the long tropical rains. Fishing and farming are timed to the river's pulse. Nets, traps, and seasonal techniques reveal deep knowledge of fish migration and aquatic life. Fields enriched by flood deposits yield crops that endure changing water levels. Phoutai tribe. High on the cool plateaus of southern Laos, the Phoutai people maintain one of Southeast Asia's most vivid textile traditions while embracing modern farming and trade. Their villages, ringed by coffee fields on the fertile Balawan Plateau, balance cultural heritage with economic opportunity, weaving ancient skills into daily life. In the misty highlands of Laos, 12 tribes continue their ancient dialogue with landscapes that shape their souls. Their embroidered stories climb toward heaven like prayers made visible. Their silver jewelry catches light like captured starfire, and their traditional villages persist like promises that some things are too beautiful, too meaningful, too essentially human to let disappear into the digital dawn of our uncertain future. The mountains remember, the tribes endure, and their stories deserve to be told.